Most of the announcements are in the bulletin. The annual Westry meeting, that is our very important meeting once a year, it will be on the February, let me get my glasses better. My glasses are not working well. Okay, on February 23rd, but all the reports has to be by Sunday, January 26th, so that you can compile all the documents for the Westry meeting. Bob Nice, our chief here, will be this coming Thursday, right? Next Thursday? Or the last Thursday, okay, all right. So if any about details, you'll ask Doug here. There's a community connection lunch that's all organized by the community. And so you're welcome to come, and also welcome the other people from the neighborhood. Black History Service will be on the February the 9th, so it's not too far away. So that's all, nothing. Then it has talked about some worship.
Thanks to our duty warden. It's amazing how you can be transformed when you go to Sunday school. These are my eyewitness glasses, and that's what we focused on today at Sunday school, how we are always eyewitnesses to what God is doing. And we can also be active participants, and that's the invitation today. However, I just wanted to focus very quickly on a few worship-related opportunities. First of all, if you're free this Thursday at 7 o'clock, as you know, we are now in the week of prayer for Christian unity. And just to give a bit of context very quickly, the week of prayer for Christian unity falls between the feast of the confession of St. Peter and what? The conversion of St. Paul. And as you know from scripture, these are the rocks on which the church is built. Peter and Paul. And we're going to get into more detail on that. Please come on Sunday. We're going to be talking about the conversion of St. Paul. But the week of prayer for Christian unity, we are now in that week. And in Willowdale, the church is in the Willowdale area. We are having worship at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. St. George and Young, we are participating, so please come. Secondly, I would like you to place March the 22nd on your calendar. That is the day when we will have John Bowen come and be with us. We're going to have one service on that day, and one English service, and we're going to have an enhanced luncheon, reception, where you would personally meet John Bowen. Those of you who've been following up what we've been doing, if I'm going too fast, slow me down, you know that we talked about the process of making disciples, and John is going to come and explain that book. And lastly, please place the first Sunday of May on your calendar. The bishop will be coming on that day. Normally, he'll be here on St. George's Day, but he has to be away that weekend. So the first Sunday in May, we'll have the bishop. Anything else that we missed? If not, let's have... Yes, morning?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The commitment cards, please make sure that they're completed. What the commitment cards are all about is that in order to plan the budget for the church, the wardens need to know what we are committed to giving. Is that a fair explanation?
Yes, I actually meant to hear from Michael.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And morning, we'll talk about Manning.
Recently, Michael Farrell's wife, Jane Farrell, passed away last week. And there is a condolence card outside. Not only Michael, he was our chief administrator when we were under administration. But Jane Farrell, she was also a great volunteer for the whole diocese, and she did lots of wonderful things. And so if anyone, we have prayed for this family for a few weeks or even months, but if anyone who is willing to sign at the condolence card outside, please do it after the service. If you're interested, the visitation time and the funeral time, you can ask from Father Leonard as well. Thank you.